You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC Securities Exchange, for some reason only known to itself, is closing today at 3 o'clock. It's 2:30 at the moment, so I'm pre-recording this interview with Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. The 5 o'clock shadow has become the 3 o'clock shadow half an hour early, and this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg, on this day that has been shortened, and on this week that has been shortened, and ahead of the week that is another short week, and ahead of a week that is another short week after that, how did the day end?
Yeah, we're sitting right now on 6.6 billion rands worth of trade, which is, I mean, it's really, really nothing. So I think, a lot of people making a long weekend of it with this early close.
Yes.
Nothing really to move the market in either direction. The market down 48 points, a little bit of buying on the banks and a little bit of buying on the retailers, but nothing really standing out at the moment. So we probably just have to look through the top five and let's see what we can piece together.
Yeah, we can do that. Also, I think there's a US GDP number today. And in fact, it probably is just about due out now, but I don't know if you've got that.
Yes, it's got. So it came in at 3.2 versus estimate 2.3. So the Trump presidency powers ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
I'm waiting for those tweets where he claims the whole thing.
Of course he does. And never mind the previous 20 years of hard work. But no, well done to Mr. Trump on the new GDP number. And it's the best economy, probably. I mean, he always says, he always qualifies it by saying, probably the best economy that the United States has ever seen. And it's all to do with the Trump administration. And maybe there's a certain amount of truth to that. But obviously there's a sugar rush element to it with the... With the tax cuts, Greg, let's have a look at the top five major movers so far. And don't forget, we are pre-recording this, and it's half an hour to go to the close. I've got Tiger Brands, Anglo Plat, MC Group, Pepcor, and Absa Group as the top five major moves to the upside.
Yeah, I mean, looking at those, there's nothing which is above 2%, which just shows how flat things are. Tiger Brands continue to recover after its unbundled Oceana earlier in the week. I mean, it was... on Wednesday. Anglo Plants, that was on yesterday's production update, up 1.8%. MultiChoice continues to surprise, staying much stronger than people were expecting, 125.58. Pepcor, don't see any particular news there, but a little bit of buying generally in the retailers today. And then APSA, I suppose, because generally the banks are stronger.
Indeed. On the downside, we've got Aspen down 4.25%. Pick and Pay down nearly 4% after those results this morning. I thought those results were good. I mean, whenever I see a dividend of 20% plus, I say that's got to be good for the share. But we'll talk about that in a second. Glencore down nearly 4%. Barlow World down 3.8%. And Hyprop down 2.4%. Let's start with Pick and Pay. People don't like this suddenly.
Yeah, it's, as you say, and if you want to please, the punters in the market, the investors, you push up your dividend, and normally that would have worked, but
yes.
Markets sort of seeing something that it doesn't like in those numbers. Maybe a question of they aren't really growing the sales, they're just cutting back on costs everywhere, back to 69 rand. So, one step forward and three step backwards of the Pick and Pay share price at the moment.
Mm. The other one that is really interesting, and you look back at it, and probably there'll be books written about the performance of this particular share and the history of the share, Aspen Pharmacare, Stephen Sard, whom I like enormously. We've had great fun together, and he's a really good chap, and he built this business from virtually nothing to something that was quite substantial. Do you think it'll ever get to the point where it gets back to the 250, 300, 350, 400 sort of rand a share? Because it seems to be orbiting this 100 rand mark at the moment. And it just seems to me that it could be here for years.
Yes, I mean, you need some good news. It did have a surge earlier in the week to 110, which sometimes brings some shorter-term buyers in thinking, okay, recovery's on the way. And they're going to be sorely disappointed. It's just below 102 rand. I must say, of the move today, that one's, as you say, the most interesting because there's no real news it's trading on. It's probably just sentiment, really. You know, the next big thing we're waiting from them is to finalize that sale of the infant milk business, which was held up with the authorities in New Zealand.
Mm.
And you should imagine with that news coming through the share price, if it was 110, it'd easily see 130. But if it's 100 odd rand, You know, it's going to battle to get above 110, 115. I think certainly by the end of the year, probably 120 is possible on Aspen.
Yes, Greg. Let's have a look at the indices. Again, just ahead of the, just before rather, the close, the early close on the JSE Securities Exchange today. Give us the indexes before I give you the international markets, please.
Yes, let's start with the banks up 0.5%, industrials down 0.06%, and industrials completely flat. Retailers up 0.25%, gold shares down 1.25%, Platts flat. Resources down just under 1%. That's all probably Glencore. The all share index down 0.14, down 83 points. The value 58,725. Value of trade is just approaching 6.7 million.
Okay, let's have a look at now the dollar rand. Dollar rand 14.42, British pound against the rand 18.59, and the euro rand is 16.05, but the euro dollar 111.32. That dollar just keeps on creeping higher, the euro keeps on slipping weaker. When we have a look at the international markets, well, let's have a look at the commodities markets. Let's have a look at that gold price. If I can just scroll down.
Got to the 12.78, so it's a little up at $1.70 higher, but slip below that 12.80 we were discussing this morning. So it's a little bit of a slip back.
12.77, in fact, unchanged on the day since, well, over the last 24 hours. The platinum price is $8.85, which is down a couple of dollars, and the palladium price has risen by $5 and a bit to just over $14.12. And the oil price, that slipped back, Greg, it's down $1.68 or 2.25% to $72.74. Obviously, the speculative spike that we saw with the Iran news a few days ago has dissipated somewhat ahead of the weekend, but still 72.74. I just wonder, from a macroeconomic point of view, what you think about this for South Africa. And we've got virtually no economic growth, and suddenly we've got an oil price which is also hamstringing us.
Yeah, definitely. If you had to look at sort of, you know, if we were the Titanic and where the icebergs are hit, one of them would be a spike in oil prices. You know, something like $80 or $85 a barrel for oil can be a serious problem, especially the amount of diesel which we're burning at the moment to keep the generators going. You know, at Eskom and back at home, I suppose as well. An office downstairs has got one, so that can be a major problem. You know, that combined with the rand that weakens, which inevitably it will if the oil price goes up, that can be a deadly cocktail for us.
Yes, it could be. Talking about deadly cocktails, and I don't want to divulge your personal life, but you had a challenge today and you had to drink something called a Rumbler. And maybe you could tell us about that ahead of the weekend. What is a Rumbler?
Well, what happens is on a Friday at Kratos, you're supposed to arrive with a hat on. And I forgot
with a what?
A hat because you have to wear a hat or a cap.
Oh.
And it's a tradition. You can take it off once you've walked in the door.
Thank God.
But I'd forgotten my hat because it was a short week. And so the punishment is a tot of rum in a beer glass and then a Carling Black Label. You're supposed to down it in one sip, but I had to have three sips, but I did get it down already.
But is it like a bomber? You put the rum in the shot glass and then drop it into the beer? Is that what happens?
Yes, the two are mixed, but not in just in one glass.
Hmm. And what was it like? I mean, how's it made you feel?
Yeah, it makes you a little bit lightheaded, but I've been drinking Coca-Cola and coffee to try and sort of level out and do some good trading here.
Of course you have, with 20 minutes to go. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital. That was the 5 o'clock shadow, or rather the 2:30 shadow, and it'll be back same time on Monday. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with ShareNet.co.za.